United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan described 2004 as a horrible year, not only for the crises around the world, but also for the scandals plaguing the UN. He had a rough relationship with Washington over Iraq. Now UN officials say they're working well with the U.S. in coordinating the massive relief effort in tsunami-stricken countries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Kofi Annan wanted this to be a year of reform, and he's been shaking up his team at the UN to move beyond the oil for food scandal and his dispute with the U.S. over Iraq. His new chief of staff, and still the current head of the UN's development program, Mark Malik Brown, says in some ways the tsunami has reminded critics of the value of the UN. He says the UN has to make the relief operation work, but also can't raise expectations too high.
These operations are always somewhat chaotic. They are never dependent even on just the efficiency or not of the UN alone. We're at the center of a web of partnerships, which includes at the one end the US military and the Pacific Fleet, and at the other end, small, very local community organizations which help distribute relief and help restore the morale and spirit of communities.
Speaking from Sri Lanka, Malik Brown says the relief operation wouldn't be where it is without major logistical help from the U.S. He sees it as his job to make sure ties with Washington improve this year.
There can never be an effective United Nations which the U.S. is holding back from or standing on the sidelines from. So to win back not just the cautious support of the U.S., but a real enthusiastic commitment to the organization is absolutely key for us.
That will be a tough sell in some circles in Washington. David Frum of the American Enterprise Institute wrote an article describing the UN's relief work as a tsunami power play and argued that the UN is only bringing bureaucracy to the effort.
I think the UN would be wise to avoid talking too much about the subject of relief, considering that the UN right now is in the middle of one of the largest financial scandals in the history of the planet, involving the UN's administration of the Oil for Food so-called relief program, which turns out to have been pervaded with corruption and looking the other way at the expense of the Iraqi people and to the profit of perhaps some very, very senior people at the United Nations.
And that's not all, he says. There are continuing allegations of UN peacekeepers in Congo involved in rape.
The UN is an organization that has tremendous trouble disciplining the people who work for it or the people who act in its name.
Supporters of the UN say Kofi Annan is determined to get to the bottom of these scandals and reform the institution. Timothy Wirth, president of the UN Foundation, says the oil for food story has been overblown.
This is a world of 24-hour news cycles, and certain things get into that cycle and get rolling, like the oil for food issue, which has been much skewed out of proportion. Some of the talk shows have almost talked it to death or talked it into a massive scandal, which it is not.
Late last year, some members of Congress called on Annan to resign over the scandal. Wirth was among the American foreign policy experts who met privately with the Secretary General in December to give him some advice about how to move on.
This probably helped a great deal as well at a time. He'd had a very bad year, and to have some of his best friends come together and say to him, let's go, you got 2 years remaining, we're here to help, we want to do everything we can. I think that was, probably a very good time for everybody.
Wirth believes the tsunami relief effort will muffle the UN critics for now, but there are other tough issues on the horizon, including elections in Iraq. The UN has been advising Iraq's Election Commission after a lot of complaints by the U.S. that the UN wasn't doing enough. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.